The TACCAST podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TACCASTpodcast.com.
Click on our Amazon affiliate link
on our website
before you shop there.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. In case your tractor hits a cow, it's the TACCAST podcast.
Wait.
This is a podcast where we talk about stuff. By we, I mean Terry and Gatch.
Hey,
this is a podcast called the TACCAST Podcast, and we're in cahoots with Old Scratch. We've got some segments that we'd like to do for you, like what's in Hans' CD player, celebrity birthdays, and some deaths too. Sometimes friends' birthdays to be fair.
That's cool.
Some days we have guests and some days we don't. This week we might have one, maybe next week we won't. But one thing for certain, TNG will be here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday of the year. This is our podcast called the TACCAST Podcast. A new episode is here at last.
Mystery man came over and he said, I'm out of sight.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TACCAST Podcast. It's Monday, and my name's Terry Guile, and across the table is my co-host, or cohort, as I call him sometimes.
I'm the Indian of the podcast.
That's right. Thanks for saying that. I got a little Frank Zappa going in the background to remind you guys all to go out and see Pajama People on Wednesday. But we'll talk about that later.
I am Gachalapa.
Golda guy?
Mm-hmm. No, I was going with the Zappa. I'm
Gachalapa.
Gachalapa.
Dustin Gappa.
Mm-hmm. I showed some titties and beer shirt yesterday.
You showed titties?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Did you see that picture I posted of the titties with the with the beer taps on them?
That looks like it would hurt.
That's titties and beer for sure.
Hey, are you going to Dustin all over someone's Gappa?
Am I?
Gacha?
Gappa.
Gachapa?
Hey, who's that? Who is that talking?
Gachapa?
It's Monday.
It is Monday.
Usually we don't have other people talking. What's going on?
There's guests on Monday.
Oh, shit. It must be Easter's coming up. That's what
we have our first. This is the first father son guest.
Ooh. People, let me tell you about my best friend.
After this, we're going to go throw the football in the street.
This is the courtship of Maddie's father.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got Lance Thill back in the studio with his. It's bear noise. And Matt, thanks for joining us, buddy.
No bear noise for me.
Oh, darn.
No? How's it going?
Going all right.
Spring break in the hizzy.
Spring break, spring break. Woo!
What do you do on spring
break? In
Albany.
What? That's not how we do it in Albany.
No?
It's not very tropical.
Is that how you do it in Eugene?
Probably.
Yeah.
I have a story.
Oh, shit.
That happened to me earlier today.
Okay. Let me bring the music down a little bit so we can get serious. What do you got?
Serious thoughts.
And this is related to you guys because you guys adjoined houses.
Right.
Earlier, I went upstairs into my room and there was a bird there.
A bird?
In my room.
In your room?
In my room. A bird. This is a little bird. And it was flying around in my room, like flying into the window over and over.
How do you suppose it got in there?
Well, I got the air conditioner up there, and so it's not really sealed off. I just shut the door because I don't really sleep in there. But I'd been up there cleaning last night, and so there's a bunch of boxes in there, and I couldn't quite get to open the window for him to fly out. And by the time I did, he flew into the other room. And so I had to get him back into the other room.
Is this
room,
a Disney movie?
Open the door.
He flew in
there. Or open the window and trap him in there. And then he kept flying into the window even though it was open.
He wanted the worms. He flew into the room with the worms.
Those aren't in there anymore.
Yeah, but his friends had given him wrong information.
He's heard info.
1915 Southeast 38. There's tons of worms there.
It's the glory hole.
Hot spot.
It's the glory hole.
I did just vacuum up in there.
It's the honey hole.
But, yeah, and so he finally went out, and he had pooped all over in my room.
You scared the shit out of him was what happened.
He kept hitting the window. He's scaring the shit out of himself.
You should have caged him up and just kept him as a friend.
Yeah, and you guys could, like, he could ride on your shoulder.
On your shoulder, yeah.
I didn't kill him.
Develop a bond.
You could name him Gatchalope.
He wasn't into developing.
Or like Bird-a-lop-a-lie.
Little D.
Wasn't
what kind of a bird was it? Was it a cardinal?
No, it's just a small little bird. It's the ones that live up there in the roof.
I call them cardinals, those blue jays. They're so annoying. They're like,
no, I
call them the asshole birds. They're so mean.
Scrub jays.
They're dicks, man.
They're
scrub
jays.
I don't even know what that
means. The asshole of the bird.
Scrub jays. Between cardinals and, which is way too cool of a name for those asshole birds. Between those and sparrows or swallows, I'm not sure. We'll just lump them all together.
Who's your favorite team that is the Cardinals?
St. Louis.
Is that just because it's the only one you know?
Dude, I know every sports team ever.
All right, what's the other? Well, name another Cardinal team.
The Brazilian.
The Brazilian waxes?
Yes, the Brazilian Cardinals.
Cardinal wax?
Nope. Carnholes.
What about the Catholic Cardinals?
I'm lying. I don't know anything about sports and... Oh, yeah, Friday, I went down and hung out with...
Segway.
Well, it's about sports, though. They were telling a story on the Donkey Show about some guy that left a note on this chick's car, and when they talked first in the elevator, she said something about March Madness, and he's like, oh, I don't really know that much about sports. And they're like, oh, that should be an automatic red flag right there. Automatic red flag if you're a guy and you don't know about sports.
Red flag for what?
If you don't know about sports, for just creepy, weird dude that's going to leave a note on your windshield wiper in a hobo bag because it's raining.
Oh.
And it was totally he spelled
that's a red flag.
He spelled elevator E-L-I-V-A-T-A-R.
Elevator.
Yeah, he was that's spelling really it wrong. Like... Yeah, he was spelling.
He used a semicolon in a sentence, which was really weird. He asked this girl to go to dinner with him. It's
that's
a Mandy from the Donkey
the winky
Show.
Face.
And then he goes, "Well, and then after he asked her out, he said, "But if you're married or whatever, I understand. I hope you don't take the." It was just weird, but
it just
reminded me of that because you said something.
Is a semicolon just a fart? And a colon is a shit.
It took like 3 minutes for it to go there.
Yep. We go certain episodes without talking.
We can't do a next episode because Jared will be here.
Yeah, no scatological subject matter, please.
And no Russian roulette.
Did you know Lindsay Lohan is going into rehab?
I've heard that.
Yeah, you know what she's going to do?
Fifth time?
I'm not sure how many times. But she has some time before she has to check in.
So she's going to party it up?
With Charlie Sheen. She's going to spend a week with Charlie Sheen.
Doesn't she already owe him $100,000 for the last time that
She's going to guest spot on his show,
Anger Management.
She's going to be somebody who falls in love with him.
Yeah.
That's going to be a stretch.
All she's got to do is just break him off a couple times.
That's
and
2 days.
Goes away.
Right. And then the rest of the 5 times are going to explore and build the characters.
I thought I was hanging.
Whoa, explore.
Nice.
I was watching
5 days like having sex, and then it's like, all right, now we're ready to play our roles, right?
Yeah. I was watching a Saturday Night Live from last season where she was the host, and she was kind of making fun of herself, but she was a train wreck pretty much. She was like looking away from the camera and like reading the cue cards and like totally messing up.
That's the thing you see from sports guys.
What?
Them reading the cards on the side. Right?
It's coming from their heart, isn't it? Dan Fouts speaks from his heart.
Well, no, I'm talking about
relevant?
Your cards when they host Saturday Night Live.
Oh, sports guys?
Yeah.
Like Tom Brady?
The
greatest living American ever.
Charles Barkley? He did it when Nirvana was on there. He called him Nirvana. Ladies and gentlemen, Nirvana!
I saw
Nirvana.
Tom Brady on Family Guy the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the whole Patriots team. And Peter Griffin was on the Patriots.
That's the Shapoopy episode.
Yeah, the Shapoopy. And he scored a touchdown, and he did like a 10-minute
celebration.
It was a 10-minute touchdown celebration.
Awesome.
Yeah, they broke out in a musical number.
Yeah, and then Tom Brady was all pissed. He's like, that's not how teamwork goes.
That's how Peter Griffin rolls.
Yeah, we watched that Ted movie last night.
And that's surprisingly funny and heartfelt.
And heartfelt,
isn't it?
Yes.
My friend, you know, it was really actually pretty kinda. Funny for the first right. hour, but then it got all lovey-dovey, right. heartbreaky.
No,
and
Ted,
I had to tell, she was like, my wife's like, why, this was so good and funny, why are they doing this? And I was like, well, in order to sell a movie to a production company, you have to have, number one, a love interest. You have to have pretty much a breakup. You have to have an act, because it got all action-packed when he got kidnapped and
like
stuff.
Like Chase.
It was pretty funny because someone was there and I was like telling them who it was and they didn't know about the movie. And then right as he spoke, he said, I don't sound that much like Peter Griffin, which was an actual quote from Ted. But it was
so
pretty, it
was
pretty much Peter.
Was there any dancing in there?
No, there's no Ted dancing. Just Ted Bears.
The Flash Gordon thing was pretty cool.
Right,
oh, yeah. That was awesome.
The best part.
Yeah.
He's all old and haggard, but they're just like, ah.
But you could hear that it was totally, it was almost like a Family Guy movie.
Yeah.
In a way, because of you know, Mila Kunis was in it. Yep. And
well, that's the thing. It was just a different
it was good, though.
Set of characters,
I
but
didn't
the
mind
same
it.
Thing.
It kind of got overhyped by my friend who loaned it to me. He was going, you are going to laugh your ass off. Dude, this movie is so hilarious. And I was like, no, don't blow it for me. Yeah.
It's time to pay the rent.
But then right after that, he asked me, have you ever seen Hangover 2? Yeah, that's funny, but it's not that funny.
Have you ever seen a snake in your yard?
Oh, when I was a kid, but not recently.
I think I know where this is going.
Really? You haven't seen a snake in your yard?
Well, in my parents' yard down there by the river, we saw a little garter snake, which some people call garden snakes, which I think is funny, but it's actually garter.
I've had a snake in my boot before.
What?
Someone poisoned the water hole.
In your boot.
Toy Story jokes.
Have you ever had a snake in your caboose?
No. So what do you do? Are you friendly with snakes?
I am not.
I don't like snakes
mind them.
That much, but I don't. I used to hold snakes like my weird fucking eighth grade science teacher had this weird 17-foot Burmese python.
And you would just hold it?
Oh, yeah. He'd get it out. His name was Squeezy. Which is weird for a constricting animal. Squeezy.
Now, like, are you sure? Now, what grade was this?
Eighth grade.
Okay, so this wasn't like some
dude,
guy.
He was the creepiest dude. His name was Mr. Wasn't... Hoyer, and we called him Fish because he looked like a fish.
So, but his snake was an actual snake. It wasn't him just being weird and go grab hold of this.
Dude, it was 17 feet. Do you think? If he had a 17-foot penis, he wouldn't be a school teacher, that's for sure. He'd be working alongside of, well, who was popular back then? Marilyn Chambers or someone, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ginger Lynn.
This lady saw a snake in her backyard, so you know what she did? She poured gas on it and lit it on fire.
Oh, she burned her house up.
You mean?
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah. And then it just slithered and caught the whole brush pile.
That's so
I just
funny.
Wanted to let you know, because I know that you live out there with the big old brush pile, I'd hate to see you burn a snake.
Yeah. The headline I saw said, snake burns house down. And I was like, they don't even have like plausible thumbs or whatever you call it. Opposable thumbs, whatever it is. They can't even light a lighter.
That's a mission.
They used to.
If they accidentally slithered through and knocked a lantern over like the old cow in Chicago.
Would snakes rule the world, though, if they did have an opposable thumb?
Probably. Well, no.
Because they wouldn't have fingers.
If they
still don't
have legs.
Just have a thumb sticking out of their snakes.
If they had a grasp of fire, I think they would. Like if they could make fire. They have a thumb, fire.
Yeah. That's all you need to rule the world. If that's what you asked, you said
you wouldn't need a finger, though.
That would cause havoc.
Wouldn't you need a finger?
Couldn't they do it with their tail?
That's what I was going to say with their, what do you call it, prehensile tail.
Prehensile?
Oh. Yeah. That's like a monkey's tail that can grab shit, like a dolphin's penis or a whale's penis.
Yeah.
They're prehensile. They will grab you and pull you under the water. I heard a story that they found a cave full of divers that dolphins had drugged down there and raped the fuck out of them. Dolphins rape people.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, that's
talked
crazy.
About that
That'd
before.
Be a bad way to go.
Yeah.
Or would it?
If you're a virgin.
Well, I don't think you'd be going anywhere. I think you'd be left with that that memory for a while, wouldn't you?
I suppose so.
If you died, though, I'd be like, just got fucked by a dolphin, and now I died. That's your last
thought. Your thought.
He's all,
that's your last thought. Yeah.
We had the best dolphin impersonator in here a few weeks ago. Westy did the best dolphin impersonation.
It sounded exactly like
Flipper.
Wicca, wicca.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So snakes burning. yep. your house down. Yeah, I don't think they can blame that on the snake.
No, no. That's the woman.
You blame it on the lady. Did you guys hear about that other crazy story?
It happens
story?
With mice, too, though.
Did you hear about that crazy story about that lady, that prostitute that bit that guy's penis off?
Mm, I did not.
What?
Yeah, eek. I wouldn't be paying. And
I wouldn't be paying.
No,
I'm refund. Not paying for this.
They had an
refund.
Interview with
well,
the lady.
Well, tipped her, though.
Who, yeah.
You already tipped her. Oh. Yeah.
So the lady that they interviewed was a semi-crackhead black lady, and she was acting like that, not because she was black, but she was acting crazy. And she's like, it sounded like there was a beast up in there. She's like, he apparently she eviscerated his testicles, bit part of his penis off, and he was covered in blood, and he was fading in and out of consciousness when the police arrived. And now she's in jail for attempted murder, yes. not assault with a deadly set of dentures or whatever she's got. But, yeah,
wow.
bit his penis off.
It's a rough weekend.
Yeah. I would not call that escort service back again.
That's literally worst case scenario.
Yeah. So what happened last night? I got this hooker. She bit my dick off and then she eviscerated. Well, I can't even say it. Eviscerated my testicles.
What was the reason she did it?
She didn't say. She was obviously upset about
I'm calling
something.
Bath salts on this one.
Maybe.
I think she smoked some marijuana.
Ah. Mm.
That's what they...
That's true.
The cops were speculating that she may have been under the influence of marijuana. No,
yeah,
that's
and I
not
tell
true.
You, you got to watch out for them chicks on marijuana with them chompers.
Yeah, I read a story about a lady who drank a pitcher of tea a day with 150 tea bags in it. She made it with 150 tea bags.
It's a little extreme.
And it gave her...
You're talking a gallon? A big gallon jug?
Well, it showed a
or
picture.
Or was it a 50-gallon
It showed
drum.
A picture, but it'd have to be something. But that was her daily 150 tea bags.
Like, why would you stop at 10?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or even 5.
Like, my mother-in-law gets a glass of, like, sweet tea uh-huh. at Bomax and then puts, like, I'm not even exaggerating, 10 equal packets in it. Or whatever that is.
But
right
she
there.
Got...
Splenda.
Bone deficiencies and her teeth fell out and everything from eating all that tea.
Yikes.
She ate tea?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Too bad
she drank.
That fucks with your teeth. When you
she drank it. But yeah, I guess it that much fluoride because there's a lot of fluoride in...
Maybe she just wanted her teeth whitened.
Well, she doesn't have to worry about that now, does she?
We got a ghost at the door.
I could have threw in one more tea bag that wouldn't have been bad for her.
Hey-o.
This is
I was waiting for that.
See, now when you hear something, you should throw that out so you can be more of an innovator than a I called that guy.
Yeah. Now, I have a question for you.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Have you ever owned a horse?
No, no. How many nuggets, chicken nuggets from McDonald's could you eat in 12 minutes?
12 minutes.
My stepson said 200.
Yeah.
Which is one every 3 seconds or
have
something.
Have I ate that day?
No.
Well, this is, you're building up
it's
to this
contest.
Challenge. This is, you know you're going to do it. So you're preparing.
It's a nugget challenge.
12
okay,
minutes.
I'm going to give you a realistic answer.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm looking for.
46.
Whoa. 46?
46, yeah.
He said 80 first.
Yeah,
I'm not that big of an eater. But
80.
Nuggets.
Well, have you slammed a 20-piece down before in one sitting?
Well, you got to do the one-bite method if you want to do that. Yeah. You can't eat them 2 bites.
Wow. I have seen him eat a whole entire $5 pizza.
Right.
Pizza Now?
Yay.
$5 pizza.
I had Pizza Now on a non-podcast day. That's how much I love them.
Right on. Yeah, I always do. Yeah. I always have at least once a week.
They're
he
great.
Lives on McDonald's
they're
and
great.
Pizza.
Yep.
Love
no, that's the first time I've eaten at McDonald's in a long time.
I know, it's so good, isn't it?
But once
kinda.
You do, once
sitting
you do, you
fire.
Have you
kinda.
Crave it for days, man, and it's wrong. It's not. There's no reason why you should crave it for
craving
days.
Pink slime,
dude. That's not good.
The freeze-dried onions.
I don't. I would rather well,
those
drink.
Are gross.
I would drink 4 of these tangy barbecue sauces
well,
before I would.
4 of them.
I will do it right now.
So,
how many
right.
of those do you think
when,
you could drink in 12 minutes?
In 12 minutes, probably 100.
But what would happen after that?
You'd have a gut bomb.
Yeah. Have you ever just squirted Arby's sauce into your face?
I have.
Not lately.
I have. It's
back
so
when
good.
They had the squeeze bottles?
That
or maybe even
a,
just like put your
the
head
pumps.
Underneath the thing.
That
the
reminds
pump.
Me of the money shot on Ted.
What?
Where he's
it?
Squirting all that lotion on his face.
Oh.
Dude, it was not. Don't let your kids watch that, you guys.
It's so
funny. It's not kid friendly.
There's some pretty
the first
parts.
10 minutes is okay. Yeah.
The hooker part?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm thankful for all these dads or something.
Is that a shit on our floor?
They kept calling it a shit. Is that a shit?
They partied so hard.
Hey, did
too.
You guys hear that Bon Jovi's daughter overdosed on heroin?
I did hear about that.
I did not.
Street no, cred for, John Bon.
Yeah, street cred for him. Yeah. And his new
cred
album.
For him.
His new album is number one on the U.S. album chart last week.
How's that street cred for him?
Because he's got a daughter that's fucking awesome that parties.
Does he need street cred at this point?
Not
yeah,
in Jersey.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe.
Not in Jersey.
Maybe at this point.
Because we could come up with a phrase, you know, like if she smokes, she pokes. If she if
she shoots, she
poots.
Something. No.
If she does heroin, she probably fucks. How's that?
Yeah.
Probably. Okay. Like, yeah. Realistically, yeah.
Sorry, Bon. Or John Bon, or whatever
John
your name
Bon.
Is.
John Bon Scott.
Yeah, I had a bunch of short little... oh, yeah. Also, Bon Jovi sold 30,000 tickets in 4 hours in Madrid.
That bothers me.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But were the tickets sold in New Jersey?
No, they were sold in Madrid.
I think they just sell all those tickets in New Jersey and people just buy them to support.
Oh, and then they don't go to the show?
Yeah.
And then they just let a bunch of free people.
Yeah. Like when your friend's band's playing up in Portland and you just buy a ticket, but you're not going to go anyway.
My favorite Bon Jovi song is You Give Love a Bad Name featuring Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Yeah, that's the best
that
version
is,
of that.
Yeah,
song.
Funny.
But yeah, I got a bunch of short headlines here, and we'll see if you guys care about any of them. And if you don't, we'll just go to the next one. Rapper Too Short booked for DUI and narcotics possession.
Sweet.
He plays in Eugene all the time.
Yeah. So if he's ever in Eugene, hit him up. You could drink some.
He plays
go
the,
driving.
He plays at the Wow Hall.
Yeah, all the time, like 10 times a year. Not even kidding.
Todd Shaw,
almost as much as Andre Nicotino
right.
plays.
Maybe
there.
He lives in there.
He's representing Oakland, bitches. Katy Perry, John Mayer split up.
So she's up for grabs, is what I hear.
Yeah,
I'm kind
indie,
of a bad boy.
Indie rocker Jason Molina dead at 39.
Oh, well, who did he play with?
It doesn't say, and if we don't know, then
a
long bout with alcoholism.
Oh, yikes.
And he's 39. Uh-oh. Poor fella.
I need to rethink my
Benjamin?
Life here real quick.
Is that from Breaking Benjamin?
Lil Wayne was in a coma for a few days after a drug overdose.
Heard about that.
Massive seizures.
They reported that he was actually going to die on TMZ, but then they had to retract it when he lived.
Yeah, because he's a tough...
Maybe that's a publicity person. Stunt, though.
Yep, and Prince and Justin Timberlake closed out South by Southwest. I don't care about that.
Nah.
So, yeah, there was like maybe one good headline in all of those.
Can I throw in a headline?
Yeah.
Did you see that Prince is playing the Roseland?
And the Roseland?
Tickets are like
$300.
I thought it was Rose Garden.
I thought it was the Roseland.
Oh.
I might be wrong. Like,
I think it's
got to
be
Rose
Garden. It's got to be the Garden.
Because, yeah. Dude, he sold out 21 nights
in L.A. It
was like
$300 for floor tickets and $125.
I heard people complaining about it.
Yeah.
Why were you looking at prices?
What's his name? Dustin Riesberg or whatever?
Yeah.
Norska dude?
What'd he say?
That's what I saw. Like, he's the one I saw.
I saw someone complain about tickets, and then someone came back and said, he's fucking Prince.
Yeah.
If you could sell tickets for $500 a piece, you would too.
Yeah.
So just
do it. I watched him on
Chappelle Show. He was Blouses versus, remember?
No, like I saw him the other night on some late show performing.
Prince?
I thought he was just doing Jehovah's Witness stuff now. But he's not.
Who said that?
What do you
that?
Think he's doing right now?
He did. He said that one tour, he said, I'm not doing any more old stuff after this one. I'm going to do, you know, he turned Jehovah's Witness and he was going to...
J-Dub.
No Christmas presents from Prince anymore.
I mean, I wouldn't even answer if Prince knocked at my door.
I'd go and see him. Why not? Not for $375.
What's Prince doing right now? Probably manicuring his awesome stash.
He was one time in Minnesota.
Picking out his clothes.
And he called his assistant at 4 a.m. and asked him to get him an elephant to his hotel room. And when he said he couldn't do that, he asked, why not?
Yeah.
That's fucking Prince. That's the world that Prince lives in.
Of course it is.
I would just ask for chicken tenders.
What do you think he needed it for?
Ice cream.
What do you think he needed it for?
To rehearse. Or show stunt.
Yeah.
Maybe... Yeah.
And speaking of black entertainers, and you always talk, not always, but a lot about Tone Loc. You were loking after dark the other night.
Dude, I love getting loked after dark.
Dude, he fucking had a seizure on stage and they had to go to the hospital.
Oh, he was getting loked in the day.
He was loked after dark on fucking St. Patrick's
Day.
That's
a buzzkill.
So nice. He's rocking out in Iowa, which is weird. Tone Loc live in Iowa.
Do you think it sold out?
I think he sold out. But it's not the first time.
Wow, bang.
There's a funky gold Medina. I love that Chiba Chiba, baby.
Oh, man, you know what I love is Chiba Chews. When are you going to get another one of those, man?
We got to get Jerry Murphy back in here.
Have you ever had Chiba Hut from Eugene, the sandwich shop?
No.
Try it.
We will.
Is it a Chiba Chew?
It's weed sandwiches,
it's weed
bro.
It's weed-themed sandwiches, yes.
There was
the sizes are like blunt. Etc. Cetera, etc. Cetera. It's not like small, medium, large.
Blunt.
It's like blunt, spliff, something else.
Bro, hookup.
Yeah.
So apparently, Tone Loc has had several times of passing out on stage over the last couple years.
Well, he doesn't look in that great a shape, does he?
Well,
he's no LL Cool J. We'll just.
One time he got a
hosting the Grammys.
One time they thought he was drunk driving. He said, "No, I just had a seizure."
Well, he might just have seizures though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people randomly have seizures.
He might be a diabetic.
You know, when Brady had seizures, they just, bam, whenever. You know, people drive, they have seizures. That's crazy stuff. He wasn't supposed to drive very much, but he drove all the time.
He drove me crazy.
Did you see, how long can I hold that out?
I don't know. Sound like
dude,
the TV
why is
was
the
on.
TV going on?
I've been watching the USA Network the whole time.
Oh, well, shit, dude.
But there's
what
weird...
are you doing with that?
Have you ever had a horse, Dustin?
No, I'm not going horse question.
Have you ever been with a horse?
I've never seen a horse.
Now you can interpret.
Have you ever been horse?
Question, father and son.
Of course.
Father and son edition. Did I ever have one of those toys, the horse head on a stick?
You actually did, yes.
I did.
The horse head
kids
on a
these
stick.
Days have iPads. I had a horse on a stick.
Have you guys ever played horse?
We actually have, yes.
Yes.
Have you ever played horse, Dustin?
Yeah.
I played horse when I had a gig once, and I said, I'm too sick to sing.
I'm horse, of course.
I'm like, you're just playing horse. You're not really horse. Oh, my God. So did you guys do anything fun for St. Patrick's Day?
Why you gotta be horsing around?
St. Patrick's Day was just the other...
I had some Guinness.
You didn't put a leprechaun hat on Pat.
Oh, he's starting a new site. It's called Pats and Leprechaun Hats.
Pats and Hats.
Oh, that's
leprechaun hats.
Yeah. God,
we're
going to
do Pat
out.
Riley.
It's Pat.
We're going to do, you know who Pat Riley is?
Yeah.
Pat.
That's one sports point for you.
He was a coach of a Florida team for quite some time, wasn't he?
Yeah. Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's somewhere else.
I was thinking
of
Phil Jackson.
Who's the Lakers, though, man?
Whoa.
Back in the day.
Pat Morita?
Benatar?
Pat Benatar. That was one we forgot.
Pat Morita's from...
I almost got a Pat
that's
Benatar
Al,
vinyl.
Or Arnold,
yesterday.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Pat Nebitar.
Or it's a Karate Kid guy.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Dempsey?
You know, speaking of people's name that starts with P, there's a guy in trouble. They're calling for the death penalty over in Pennsylvania for Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, why?
Because he
gang raped some other groundhogs.
Hopefully that's why.
No, Shadow, get over here, bitch.
It says
Shadow.
6 more weeks of winter.
Well, it said he didn't see a shadow this year, meaning spring would come early, but it shows no signs of arriving. And
so he's getting the death penalty.
He's indicted.
That's harsh.
No, he's charging him with misrepresentation of spring.
That's totally true.
And he said he behaved with prior calculation and design.
I think we should put him away. Out
and
of
there's
his
a snow,
what a prick.
There's a snowstorm still coming. It could still see as much as 3 inches last Sunday.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is he being prosecuted
they're calling
by
for,
the Middle East or something? Or what's going on?
They're calling for the death penalty.
They should just waterboard him until he tells us the truth.
Or motorboat him.
Have you ever motorboated a groundhog? That's a new question for our guests. Well, I'm asking Jared that tomorrow on Wednesday.
Oh, you should.
Have you ever motorboated a groundhog? And he's like, I don't know what that means. Hey, speaking of things that start with P, this guy was at the. I asked you guys, and you never answered me. Oh, you drank some Guinness. What'd you do for St. Patty's Day? Did you wear green or anything?
I put a hat on Pat.
I didn't wear green, and I did not get pinched in the behind.
Did you go to a St. Patrick's Day parade and get arrested for masturbating?
I saw you on St. Patty's Day, didn't I?
I think so.
Yeah. Wasn't it last Sunday?
Yeah. It was.
I might have drank some Mountain Dew. Was
I was wearing my green jacket.
I wore green.
Because I didn't realize until later on that day, I was like, oh.
I had some mold under my fingernail.
People post on Facebook like 3 days before and 3 days after, so it's somewhere in there.
No, there's this dude. So you get wasted, right, on St. Patrick's Day, and you go to a stupid parade. Well, this guy was at the St. Patrick's Day parade. I can't find out where he was, so we'll just say Florida, because that's where crazy people are. He had his pants down, and he was he was masturbating by stroking his penis, which how else can you masturbate? How else do you masturbate?
I got nothing.
A little kid saw him. He covered his eyes, or they covered the kid's eyes. The parents did. And then when the security guard came up to him, he said he was just picking a scab off of his penis.
Oh, that's what you do.
That was his excuse to the security guard.
I've done that
before. Oh, really? Hey, were you masturbating? Nope, just picking a scab off my penis. And then the cops got there, and they said, what are you doing? And he said, something I'm not supposed to do. He said he'd been drinking since 11 a.m., and he'd been on meth for 3 to 4 days.
What's boner worthy at a St. Patrick's parade?
Pats and Santa hats.
Yeah.
He said that his personality changes extremely whenever he smokes meth. And he does things that he would... His excuses are poor. Totally poor excuses.
That's a good excuse, though. That's probably true. It's true that, and it's good that he's recognizing that. He just needs to change the fact that he's doing it.
See, now masturbating in public is pretty gross. But when you tell someone you were picking a scab off your dick, that's even grosser. So he was charged with gross misdemeanor criminal sexual conduct. And gross misdemeanor indecent exposure.
Isn't it probably better to say that you were masturbating?
Yeah. No.
Picking a scab off?
Just picking a scab, bro.
I'm not doing anything bad.
I know. I'm picking a scab.
Everybody has scabs.
On their penis.
Was that a G.G. Allen song? Scab on my dick?
Yeah. Scars on my face, scab on my dick or something.
Wow,
like
maybe he was a G.G. fan.
Yeah.
Dude, in a similar related story.
You have...
Segway.
Scab pickers.
A 20-year-old was busted for masturbating in a public library.
Whoa.
Must have been a good book.
To internet
and he
porn.
Wasn't trying to conceal it.
Of course not. You got to be proud about some things in life.
He was standing in the open, not even trying to conceal the act. And
he didn't even have a library card.
Oh!
Damn, we got to have him on the show more often. We got a comedian over here.
Can I see your library card?
So yeah, what was he was
banned.
He watching porn?
No, he was he had his nose in a book.
Oh, he was reading Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah, but he got banned from every library on earth.
Or A Tale in Two Titties.
See, I don't see how do you enforce that? Every library in the world.
On earth.
There's no sleeping in libraries, so you should know that you can't masturbate either. I think someone's at the table.
Someone's trying to slip one off in the library.
Someone's knocking at the door.
Well, libraries are big.
So he didn't
I've seen pornos that have gone amateur porn that happens in libraries.
So when they busted him, did he say, I was just picking a scab?
No.
He just said, I was getting changed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had never done this in public before.
What the hell?
Who's talking right now?
What the hell?
Is this still the TV
voices.
Thing?
Do you guys hear voices?
Voices! I hear voices.
So if you guys heard people talking in the background, you're not going crazy.
You know what is crazy?
It was the studio audience.
You know what is crazy?
You guys quiet down over there and talk amongst yourselves.
Is the there was an airport sign fell down, killed a boy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was he at an airport?
That's tragic.
Buzzkill.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, it is a buzzkill.
We were having a good time talking about penis scabs, and I was going to pitch a new thing for an AMC show called Scab Pickers.
All right, Scab Pickers.
American Scab Pickers.
Why do you got to cut it down to Americans?
Because of American Pickers.
I mean, you could start in Albany.
It
is true.
It's a spinoff of American Pickers.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to pick it or heal it?
Well, I know if I pick it, it'll leave a scab, but I really wanted to get rid of it today, so I'm going to pick it.
I could pick it and just let it.
I'll give you $30 for it.
Could you guys pick it for me?
I could do 10.
Wait, I'm going to have to call my friend to come
down
here.
Let's flip for it. We'll split the difference.
Let's call my friend. He knows a lot about scabs. And then I'll get back to you in a couple hours, all right?
Thanks. Just wander around the shop.
Yeah, you can look at the other scabs. We keep them in the cornflakes box over there. Yeah.
Scab expert.
Do you ever find a cornflakes box full of scabs in your house?
Yeah, right in my cornflakes.
If you throw scabs in a cornflakes box, chances are people
those
will
brand
not
flakes.
Notice.
Those are not bran flakes.
I almost smoked a scab the other day.
What? By the way, what kind of show is this? What kind of show is this?
It's a conversational podcast in, created to enlighten people in their day-to-day.
Right.
What am I talking about?
Which is exactly what's happening right now.
Dustin's contemplating something
now. Have you ever seen a horse?
Contemplating nothing.
Have you ever bought a horse?
I have no desire to even ride a horse in my entire life. Ever.
Don't, because we've had plenty of horror stories where people get kicked off,
bucked off.
Actually got bucked off a horse before.
Yep, I got bucked off a horse. I landed on my friend, which was awesome.
This isn't the Wild West. I don't need one. I have a Honda Civic. I mean, I don't need a horse.
This is the West. It's not that wild anymore. It's like...
Yeah, although I did wish when the gas goes away.
It went from saddles and lassos to iPods and laptops.
Texting and
stuff. Yeah. Smartphones.
Yeah, but when you have a keyboard on your horse's head.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I like where this is going.
I know.
I like where this is going.
You got a little navigator in a little monitor in the back of his head that you could watch.
Does it get Netflix?
You know what they should do? They should make a navigator system for horses.
It doesn't skip.
And when the lady says turn left, it just like pulls on his reins a little bit. Yeah. Turn left now.
And maybe they could have a chip that they get awesome Wi-Fi.
Please duck for upcoming
tree. What's your horse's Wi-Fi password, bro?
Please duck for upcoming tree.
People have funny Wi-Fi names sometimes.
Hey, have you checked the Tumblr lately?
Which Tumblr?
The TagCast Tumblr.
Yeah, I have.
What did it say? He wants us to check it out. We're going to get to Hans now.
What's in Hans's CD player?
It's always something cool because you know
he's a player.
Why, every Monday he's listening to something I've never heard or I've heard of, but I don't know what it is really. Don't sometimes know how to pronounce it. I would think this is what you do back in the 80s when you was driving your car up and down that same street and you go, what would they call that? Cruising the gut?
Cruising.
He's listening to Die Cruising.
Ah, it's Die Kreuzen, isn't it?
See, I don't know. It's Die Kreuzen. Thank you.
Whenever you say cruising the gut, I always think of Hingering.
Is that Die Cruising or Die Kreuzen?
That's the way, I know from...
Like Stormendrung?
I tried to like him so much, but they never took with me.
He likes to listen to... How do you say it again?
Die Kreuzen.
Die Kreuzen and Einsters and Neubauten.
Yeah, that's true. True.
But today he's listening to the... Say it, Lance.
Die Kreuzen.
Okay, but the century days.
It's a German thing.
Yes, Hans Jakobsen's listening to Die Kreuzen.
Fitting.
Kraken.
Fitting.
Kraken. Release the Kraken!
All right,
Nice.
Can I blurt out what's in my CD player?
Sure, do it.
Metal Points, possibly down, but...
Or up.
Or
kinda.
Up. Sabotage, Power of the Night.
Warriors! We played some Sabotage when Dave Wambacher was a guest on the show because he asked us to play
some
Sabotage.
I found it at Ranch Records Trademark this weekend.
Awesome. Well, that's excellent.
Ghost or a real person?
I can't even think of what's in my... wait, we were just...
What's in your CD player,
We
Matt?
Were driving... Oh, actually, I was listening to... Yeah. I'm not Matt.
I think...
I was listening to
It's
Arkwell.
A generation thing.
Arkwell,
so
you were?
Yep.
What's in his MP3
Anyone?
Player?
No, I don't even know. It was a CD that Jared burned for me.
What's in my MP3 player?
Yeah.
Is that
this cool new band called Shuffle.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a disco classic.
Ooh.
Anita Ward, Ring My Bell.
All right.
That's fact, actually.
Didn't Will Smith do that song?
I don't know.
Yeah, he did. But
was it
I
the same song?
Anita Ward.
Was it the same song?
I don't know.
It's actually pretty groovy if you listen to it right now.
Mm-hmm.
We should listen to it. Let's take a break from the podcast and listen to some Anita Ward.
Ring My Bell, 1979.
All right, I got some. You crazy. Hans wrote to me, and this time he called me.
Gachalapa guy?
No, Gachatori.
Ooh. Gatchatory rape. Nice.
No, it was more like chicken.
Whoa.
Oh, he said,
chicken gatchatory.
Chicken gatchatory is okay. What he said.
Well, you should be called
and
gatchatory
rape. And
then
he always calls me Hans here, even though it says anonymous asked a question, so I can never, like, reply or anything.
Anonymous.
That's just where we are in our relationship.
You need to take it to the next level.
You seem sad.
He said he checked out Stone Jesus. Pretty cool, he said. He says, I get the very early Aussie sound you're talking about, like first album style, but I think Chevy's singer sounds more like Aussie.
But you only heard a snippet of one song.
But.
Gatchatory.
Stone Jesus.
Yeah.
But I like Stone Jesus music better, I think. Maybe they should merge.
Maybe they should kick out the singer of Chevy and he should go to Stone Jesus.
Maybe they should both go on Survivor and merge.
Oh. Isn't Stone Jesus the name of the Down logo?
Yeah.
Right.
With the joint?
Right.
Yep.
Stoned.
All right, so here he's got a question for us.
Tagcasters.
What's your favorite meat?
Meat?
Beef, pork, or chicken, and how do you like it prepared? Rock on, fellas.
God,
stay
Hans.
Moist and sluggish.
Really?
What?
What's really? Your favorite meat?
His other question from a month or so ago was, what was your most delicious meal that you had this week? That's going right, to be
so,
pulled straight.
Totally right. Like that.
Do you like beef, chicken, or pork?
Do you like meat?
Beef,
do you like
meat?
It's a toss-up for me.
That
I like
is
beef
toss-up.
And pork.
Can we combo
chicken.
This up a little bit? Because I would do like a... Chicken and bacon combo is probably better than anything, or pork and bacon.
His thing was very specific. What is your favorite meat?
I think
how
the
do you
most
like it prepared?
The most underrated meat is shredded beef. Okay. Mexican restaurants.
Right? With the sauce mixed in?
Right.
No?
The green sauce.
Okay.
Nice.
And before my recent finding out about Bomax, pork wasn't really on my top of the list. It was good. I like pork chops, but pulled pork and the porcupine, it's a toss-up
porcupine.
Now between, that's a pizza. Pizza
oh,
now.
Right.
It's pulled pork and pineapple.
Yeah.
Porcupine, get it?
I thought you meant porcupine meat.
Can I
love eating porcupine meat.
Yeah. I'd like to have one more answer at some point.
Do it.
Favorite meat? Vagina. Whoa.
Oh,
pussy.
He did list,
that just
though. Meat. Beef.
Buzzkill.
I
guess that would be
joke legitimacy right there. That just
I guess you're going
gone.
With beef curtain is what you're saying.
Okay, how do you like
segment
it prepared?
Gone. How do I like it prepared?
Bloody.
Well
yeah.
done.
Shaved and beat up. Oh, no.
I like mine. Well done, thank you.
Yeah.
A little crispy on the
side.
I sides.
Like them better after like
no
three
pink.
Kids, 3 to 4 kids.
No pink in the
middle. Oh, I like it pink in the middle. That's what
all
it
right,
is.
All right, so I got a band that I'd like to suggest to Hans.
Fuck that.
I might have suggested it to him before, though.
Okay.
Negative Long- Land.
Who?
Negative
oh, yeah,
Land.
Yeah. He already, yeah, you got to find another one because he already checked those guys out.
Oh, what did he say about him?
He said it was okay, but it was mostly like a lot of sample stuff.
okay.
By listening
sorry,
to his
Hans,
retort,
I've
he
forgotten.
Did listen to it, but it wasn't right. wasn't really his bag of tea.
All right, well...
Or whatever, whatever you say.
Teabag?
Well, who do I have for him, then? I'll have to wait until another episode.
Here, Hans, I suggest you check out the latest release from Elton John.
Oh, I know what.
It's his birthday today. That's why I said that. Segue.
Does Hans listen, segue. Do Hans listen to vinyl?
Because
I'm going to suggest
he got rid of all his vinyl. Back,
I'm
going
to suggest that he listen to the reissue of Kenny Rogers the Gambler that's coming
oh, that's
out
right.
on Record Day.
We talked about this yesterday.
Bonus tracks.
Yeah.
Record Store Day is on 4/20 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that day is when Kenny Rogers chose to release the 40th anniversary
coincidence?
Of his vinyl.
Question mark.
I think
coincidence?
Not. I don't know. Everybody who smokes weed loves records. So yeah, how old do you guys think Elton John is? And he's still getting his stool pushed in.
69.
I'm going 67.
Whoa.
I'm just gonna go 70. No, that's too old. 64.
Man, you guys were all so close. He's 66. He's still getting his stool pushed in. They
it's
just
be
had
so
a kid.
Cool when Elton John is 69.
I thought you were gonna say when he dies.
I was about to stop you. God children, because he can afford them.
Bah, how much do they cost? I got one for free.
Well, they all go into his will.
We had to go
I'm
pick
saying.
Him up today, actually.
He's got like 12 godchildren that are all that's a so part funny. Of his will.
I wonder if Elton John gets calls from his what do you call him, his godson's parents, that say, the cops are at my house and there's a stolen car in my driveway. Could you come and get the kids? That's what happened to me today.
What is the...
And we get there and there's like the brightest yellow Honda fucking car with the rear driver's side window broken out. Like, that's not a stolen car, is it?
Yeah, that's
this
not
the
a
set of
flag.
Fast and Furious 6?
Yeah, it was like the, it was that color, too. I mean, it was the brightest yellow. Mm-hmm. And
was
so,
Vin Diesel driving?
No. And then she's like, I might have warrants and they want to search my house, so you guys might want to come get the boy. And I was like, all right, me and Elton will head over there right now. Elton John. I didn't know he was a godfather of many.
Yeah, people just say, hey, you want to have a godson?
Since
will you put him in the will? No, that's a serious thing about the will.
Gotcha. I got a kid.
But no,
I'm writing Elton John.
I think it's
going to say happy birthday, Elton. Yeah. Happy birthday. And could...
Well, that's kind of a cool move, though, isn't it?
Sir Elton?
I guess.
Sir Elton.
He is sir.
Knighted.
Also,
when will Paul McCartney let his hair go gray?
Never.
What, is he still using...
Dude, his hair is blacker than yours.
It's natural.
That's full...
That is non-natural.
You guys might have forgot that's full McCartney. They found
right.
the real Paul
that's
McCartney.
Right.
Is
that's
dead.
Why his hair doesn't go gray.
Full. We called him full.
No,
that way, if we'd slip, sometimes we'd just say Paul.
I put that on one of his posts. I
it's
commented.
Back in Liverpool.
That's right.
I said, come on, Paul. Just let it go gray.
Did it get a lot of likes?
No, it got erased later on. It actually
conspiracy.
Got erased.
Conspiracy.
People were like, John is better. And that one got kept up there, but mine, because I. Yeah.
Facebook comment feuds.
It is
crazy.
He doesn't want to let people know he's a
what if
alien.
What if he erased it? That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't manage his.
You don't
but
know.
But what
that.
If
it's
he
not
might
even,
be addicted to Facebook?
And it's not even the real Paul McCartney.
It's pretty
either.
Cool. You can like all kinds of cool.
It's
stuff.
Fake Paul.
Like Dairy Queen.
We call him Foal.
Skittles.
Oh, also before I forget, Doug Stanhope's birthday today. Happy birthday!
Nice.
Happy
nice.
Birthday, Doug.
He's a funny fucker.
I thought he was younger than he is. How old do you guys think he is?
46.
Fuck, you know him. Is that your friend? He wins.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not
even 46 actually has a connection with him.
He's 46. And our buddy used to come to a lot of shows, but he's busy now. So, damn it, Dan. He's been catching up listening to season one, Dan Morgan.
Hey, thanks, Dan, for listening.
We told him, did you listen to the new episode? And he's like, I'm still trying to catch up on season one. We're like, that is so irrelevant. Well, not really, but we're more topical today. Look, we're talking about whose birthday it is. Happy birthday, Dan.
Hey, a little.
But he won't hear this for 4 months. And
I'd like
say,
to
oh, my birthday.
Tangent on something that has to do with what you're talking about because it's about names.
Tangent. We love tangents.
Yeah. There's a guy going to, he's going on trial. His name is Bart Simpson. The judge's name is Mr. Burns.
That's
is this
lie.
Real?
Yep.
Is this real?
Excellent.
I think we know how this is going to turn out.
Life in prison, punk. Release the hounds.
Give them their time.
I guess that's why now we know the motive why Maggie shot.
Well, he was just accused of possessing an
spoiler alert
gun in an airport.
Huh?
He had an illegal gun in an airport.
So you're not supposed
not
to have
that big
gun
of a
you're
thing.
Not supposed to have,
it's not that big of a thing.
I thought he probably got arrested for skateboarding or something.
Getting too mad. Showing his little yellow penis.
Good birthdays.
That was the funniest story in Simpsons.
That's all you had?
Yeah, that's all we got. Dan Morgan was our friend. He still is, but if he doesn't start coming to more shows, then he's not going to be my friend anymore.
Did you watch that Shingles video?
I watched.
You were
part
there.
Of it. Yeah, I did. I saw it Shingles. Firsthand. Shingles the sad clown.
He was sad, and then he blew up that balloon until it popped.
I've no
dude,
idea.
He worked on that one for a long time. Did you see that part where he was down on the floor and he was pounding? It sounded like he had.
Yeah,
tools.
He was pounding, and then I don't know what did he do.
Came up with a regular. Balloon, or I don't even know.
Oh, he's making a balloon animal.
Yeah, but it sounded like he was building a fucking rocket ship.
He had a saw and a hammer.
He's all, he's laying where you can't see, and it's like bang, bang, bang.
He hosted a comedy show as a sad clown.
I do not understand this reference.
Okay, there was
a
stand-up comedy show.
A local comedian did hosted a show as a sad clown.
Okay,
and he had the perma.
Yeah, and then it told really sad jokes.
My dog got ran over yesterday. It was terrible. I'm so sad. And it wasn't even funny. It was just a buzzkill.
But then later on, he blew
then
up
he
a balloon.
Into,
and
then he turned into his...
popped, and he said, that's going to be me after 8 hours of Viagra or something like that. I don't even know.
So Viagra jokes.
It was a performance piece.
It was definitely a performance piece.
I'll
for
give
sure.
it that.
Give it to him.
I just gave it to him. It's a performance piece.
Give it to him. Give it back to him.
All right.
Do you got any other questions for Matt? He's this first-time guest in here. All you got was
Matt,
the horse person.
You're studying some movies.
Right.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, right.
I'm studying movies.
What would you call it? What's your field of study?
Yeah, my job.
Cinematics?
I would like to be a cameraman.
All right. So
for movies or news.
So
or
you're
sports.
Talking about like riding on those tracks that are like being pushed in, right?
Like dollies, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, or like on the train tracks when you're like doing the Indiana Jones adventure, right?
He could be a key grip at first.
Yep.
I hear you've been doing a lot of Foley work.
Foley.
No, Dave Foley.
Mick Foley.
Dave Foley. You know those guys are brothers?
Nick and Dave?
Yeah.
Shocking.
No, it's Mick. Isn't it Mick? Mick Foley.
The rocker?
No, he was...
That's actually the best... I think it's the best job in the world.
Mick Foley, right, is the...
It's the wrestler.
Yeah, and then you got Matt Foley, which is you know him, right?
Matt Foley.
I know the name kind of.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, he lives in the van down by the river.
Yeah. Oh no, it's
you're
not Foley.
You're gonna grab
Foley,
life by the tail. Yeah.
You're not using that
and then
paper
it's,
for writing.
And then Dave Foley.
Doobies. We got a writer over there,
right?
Huh?
What's the question, though?
You've been doing a lot of Foley
work.
Matt.
Oh, yeah, we were getting into the Foley.
Here's a tie-in for your...
So what about the NFL Follies?
See, not the same thing.
I'd just like to interject and say wonderful interviewer you are.
Would you like to do Foley work, though?
I would. Do the sound effects like the trombone hit.
Yeah. No, I'm just talking about make those films.
Oh, yeah. And if, yeah.
Like the right. NFL.
It
like
was
to,
a cold day at Lambeau Field.
So, you know, you'll like, you want to do some camera work.
Maybe the listeners don't know what Foley work is. Should I explain it?
Yeah, you should.
Sure, all right.
Okay, Foley work is some dude in a sound studio with...
Named Mick.
A bunch of... Yeah, it could be.
All right.
For
let's
this, probably
with Mick.
There's probably a Foley artist
Mick
named Yeager. Mick.
Mick Yeager. Let's name
it's a dude in a studio.
Mick Yeager.
Dude
or a girl.
Or a girl, right.
Don't Mickey. Be sexist.
So it'd be Vic.
No.
Victoria.
Vicky.
Vicky Foley.
She goes by Vic.
Vic Foley.
It's some dude in a studio that... Watches the movie. The movie's already been done being filmed at this point, right? It's some dude in the studio that watches the monitor, and since cameras only pick up the visual, no sound at all, this guy is in charge of reproducing or producing the entire sound of the entire movie.
Yeah.
So like
footsteps,
door creaks.
Everything is a Foley.
Everything's Foley.
Because
even dialogue
is actually
reproduced.
It's fully Foley.
So you can tell like when when some shows have a low budget, like I'll even say like Survivor.
Okay.
Right? That you can tell like when
whoa.
I know what that sound effect's for.
You can tell when like Jeff Probst is in the studio overdubbing it.
Right.
You know, it's Most of the time, it's obvious as hell.
For example, like take let's say like Lord of the Rings, like the sword sound.
Oh yeah,
we actually did this. It's like normally it's a dude holding like two forks together and just like sliding them together, or like two spatulas.
I once played.
Believe it or not,
I once played two knives.
Yeah,
butter knives as an instrument.
That could be a sword being unveiled from a sheath.
I did that for 3 hours.
Wow.
Was that
fun?
I
was frying on acid. It was fucking awesome.
People get paid six digits to be a Foley artist. How would you like to do that?
With the coconuts?
Yeah, that's actually how they do horse, is actually coconuts. I believe that's where Monty Python got that idea. I don't know, though, for sure. I'm not going to
don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
But they're, it's, I played the hell out of those knives.
Oh, man. I played the hell out of those knives.
We were right around the campfire at
this episode's called?
At old Harriman's old barn parties, right?
Oh, yeah. Someone played one of those once.
Yeah. And then we were frying, and then
could
somebody
had a guitar going on.
And I played the hell out of those knives, man.
And then you're like...
You got the serrated edge, and then you got the
clear
completely
edge, different sound.
And then you can just go to...
Oh.
That's a big butter knife right there.
And sometimes I think back to that night and I'm like, man, I bet that was annoying as fuck to the people that weren't frying. Some guy just slapping two pieces of knives to get stainless steel knives together.
Did people, like, walk up and then just walk away? That's how you would know.
I don't know. They're,
like,
man.
Checking it out and be like, I'm out. Peace out.
Dude, when you're playing the hell out of knives, you don't notice
nothing
anything
else matters.
Going on, man.
Nothing else matters.
I might as well have stared at a quarter for 3 hours.
My favorite Metallica song ever.
Everyone's favorite.
Wait, let's cut that part out. Anytime you say Metallica, I'm going to go.
All right, so.
Wait, do you want to hear an embarrassing fact?
Embarrassing fact? Sure.
Remember, tell the story about me when we painted our old house with Metallica, the Reload album, please. And
Reload
tell me
album?
What age I was.
When Matt over here was
yep.
five.
Yep.
Before kindergarten, Reload. He used to listen to...
Metallica Reload until
Metallica,
it sleeps.
Until it sleeps.
Over and over.
Over and over before he went to kindergarten.
Yep.
Like, it'd be like...
Wow.
I mean, that's kind of cool, but it's kind of not. But it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's cool to listen to Barney or something.
Yeah.
You know. Although I did.
I wanted to listen to my song.
Barney socks when I was 18.
Yeah.
Nothing
wrong with that.
So you painted something on the, house?
It was a hipster moment.
Well, while we were repainting our laundry room, I've listened to Until It Sleeps on repeat. Probably over 50 times.
Yeah.
Sweet. That was my favorite song.
But what
for a while.
But what did you? What was the alternate lyric that you used to like to sing to it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like until I pee.
Well, it talks about.
I didn't think I had.
It talks about cats too.
I didn't
so
think I had
I
a sense
like,
of humor back then.
Remember, it talks about cats like you feed in once and now it stays. Remember
that whole song's about kitties. You didn't know that.
Yeah.
What kind of show is this, by the way?
What if it's about cats and we just now realized it?
Yeah. This whole show, you guys didn't know it, but this whole episode was about cats.
Yeah.
Favorite meat? Pussy. And
God, I'm sorry for that. Can I take that back?
And what do? You just play with your cat.
I actually would rather have pork chops.
You just play your cat. You just play with your cat until it sleeps.
Pork chops are way less of a hassle.
Two more questions for Matt. So you want to go in. So ultimately, you'd like to be like director of photography, right? That's the ultimate goal of...
That's the dream job, but it's kind of outlandish, and I realize that. But yeah, that's the dream job.
Well, no, you just work, and maybe eventually you'll
work
get
my
there.
Way up.
Or,
camera operator,
you start
right?
out as a PA.
Or a gaffer.
You never know what connections you'll make along the way.
That's true.
Who's going to make it big along the way and go, hey, man, you know, I really like your style. Let's hook up, and you're going to be my... I don't know, whoever Tim Burton works.
Now, what's a best boy?
A best boy. I was just about to say
awesome.
That.
Awesome. I read your mind.
I was just about to say that. People that see best boy, gaffer, key grip, et cetera, in credits, they often don't know what it is, but it's all electrical department.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
People that are in charge of lighting, people that even like
blowing stuff
PA,
up
yep.
and all
yep.
that kind of stuff. Yep. There's so many jobs on the
all
movie.
Electrical.
Yeah. Oh.
Best boy is
nice
probably the top of the chain of command.
But what does he do, though? He just...
Well, he probably monitors and oversees a lot of the staff underneath him.
Holds cables for the gaffer who's in charge of lighting.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Yep.
Best boy ever. He probably has a nice haircut, too, I bet.
He doesn't really have creative input, but he just orders all the lights, positions them properly.
Who are some of your favorite guys from... the 80s. Do you have like, let's...
Joe Montana?
No, I'm talking about like directors
know,
of
I'm
photography. Like styles. Give me some styles, definitive styles that you enjoy. Like,
Okay, I'm not going to single it out to a decade.
Well, okay, just give me some...
Okay, I really admire the company Bad Robot Productions. J.J. Abrams is in charge of that. They've done... Lost, Fringe, Mission Impossible, the TV show Revolution right now.
But it's all the same director
it's
of
all
photography?
The same, yeah, it's all the same crew.
Okay.
I've kind
That's
of
a definitive style.
I'm kind of a sci-fi nerd, and I'm kind of a part of the legion of people that kind of like Jaws, where if you don't see the shark, it's more scary. It's kind of thing. They kind of employ those same ideas where they don't show the monster.
So more of a Hitchcockian style.
Right, exactly. Right. I'm a Hitchcock fan, yes.
All
right.
So some of your other directors of photography and like...
I'm a Coen Brothers fan.
What about like in an action style.
To be honest, I do not watch much action.
Really?
Me neither.
What about the old
it's
spaghetti
so
westerns?
Spaghetti westerns, yes, such as The Searchers with John Wayne. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite westerns of all time.
Hmm. What about?
What did you think about the Coen brothers' remake of True Grit?
I was a fan. I remember we saw that on Christmas.
On Christmas.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. The best part was the trip home.
Yeah.
When we got like a $35 order of Taco Bell and drive-thru.
With four people.
Right, with four people. Remember
fourth
that?
Fourth meal.
Three of them are here right
it
now.
It was over, I don't know the exact dollar value, but it was over $35, which yeah.
Didn't
is awesome.
Pay for
so you're talking $8-$9 a piece. You
right.
It was Harriman, wasn't it?
It was Harriman, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was us three
and Flames.
Harriman.
And Flames was there.
And Flames, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Flames said he didn't like it. Yeah, it was he was bored in the theater of that yeah. movie.
Was. I was so hammered when we were there.
Was it nighttime?
It was
yeah,
nighttime.
It was on Christmas.
It was like 8 p.m.
Christmas night?
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
And Taco Bell is open. Think about that.
Dude, they're
so
always
God.
Open. You got to be open for the fourth meal after Christmas dinner.
Yep.
But no action like... All right, what about, like,
My favorite action movie, is that what you're getting at?
Sure.
Mission Impossible.
Aye, aye, aye.
No, just kidding.
My favorite action movie.
Well, just no, a visual style of an action series. I'm going to go series, like, because there's a lot of action trilogies, right? And a lot of, so visual styles, because that's what you're going after,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, the framing, et cetera, et cetera.
Because
like...
a director of photography isn't a guy holding a camera, right? He's framing every shot.
He's framing every shot. He's trying to tell the story
uh-huh. so
in a way that makes actors useless. It could be Brad Pitt or it could be a high school student. The story would still be told the same way.
Yeah, and, you know, he, without... You know, a lot of a film is as much that vision or maybe even more than it is of the director.
Right. He's got a lot
because,
of creative
you know, the director says what to do. But,
and,
you know, I mean,
the
if the director doesn't know and maybe, like, the director of photography has, like, he wants to undermine him a little bit, he could do, like...
Right.
He could fuck with the movie the ways that the director wouldn't even know and he'd be like... He'd be like one of those jazz musicians, right?
Right. Okay, I'm going to say Cloverfield.
All right.
Which is actually in the subgenre of found footage, which is kind of common, Blair Witch Project, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Where Cannibal Holocaust.
Where they find a camcorder. I really like that style because it's cheap, it's doable on the amateur level.
All right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
What about like Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus?
Right.
Would you like to do that kind of stuff?
I mean, a job's a job. So, yeah.
Yeah, but you'd be, like, working with, like, minnows that are biting battleships in half.
I've seen one of those that has a... Coolio was one of the actors.
Nice!
I
gotta check that one out.
Well, doesn't that one have Greg Brady in it?
The one I do, it's got Greg Brady and Tiffany.
I haven't watched it yet.
What about, have you seen Piranha 3D?
No, I haven't. I've heard a lot about
that's
it.
That's pretty good.
I'd like to see it, but I'm not a 3D movie
Roundtable discussion. What's the most memorable moment of Piranha 3D?
It's probably the gore when that one guy gets eaten halfway
or when
up
the penis is in 3D floating across the screen.
That's
kind of a
see, I just block stuff like that out.
See, like, that was the one thing that he mentioned about, we were talking about Cannibal Holocaust, and he said, well, when the guy got his dick cut off and shot blood out, I was like, oh. It's the one thing he mentioned.
I just block stuff like that out because I get all sensitive.
Like I mention it as, like, when you're trying to get somebody to watch a movie, though.
Well, we were just talking about that.
They're not going to watch it then, are they?
Well, maybe. Depends. You tell someone what human
centipedes. Depends. Are you asking what I'm wearing for underwear tonight?
Oh. AIDS jokes.
AIDS jokes? Do you know the cats can get AIDS?
Yeah.
Cat AIDS?
Yep. Feline AIDS.
Going raw dog?
There was
going raw dog. Picking up a cat at JP's and Riley's.
Albany humor right there.
There was a couple... there was a couple that went on a trip, and it turns out they got sick, and they got it from
Is this from the poop ship? Remember the poop cruise ship?
No.
Uh-oh.
What did they get?
Flea bite story.
Okay.
Yeah, they got bitten by a flea from their cat at home, and... I lost my train of thought.
Bubonic
didn't
plague.
Didn't they get the
bubonic plague? Got the bubonic plague.
I think it's
you guys were like,
the Black Death.
I couldn't get it out.
Oh. All right.
Wow.
Well, bubonic plague they got from a flea bite, man, and the guy went into a coma for 9 days and lost both his legs.
What? From a flea bite.
Did they look around for him? Or
I'm going to go buy a flea collar. Does anyone want to drive me to the store?
I got really wasted one night and lost my leg, but I found it the next day.
Oh, yeah. I want to borrow your stump sock. Okay. What's the difference between a regular sock and a stump sock?
Oh, it's made out of the softest material.
But how do you know?
It's cashmere.
Well, why wouldn't you wear that one on your regular foot? Because it's
so
soft. Can you get
underwear made of that?
Can you afford to buy cashmere socks? For everyday use?
Cashmere.
You're wearing it every day, though,
well,
right?
Well, I only got to wear one regular sock.
You wear one regular sock and one cashmere sock.
Well, it's not cashmere. It's lamb's wool.
When you put it on, does that Led Zeppelin song play in your head?
Yep.
Lamb's wool? They got a song called Lamb's wool?
I'll leave them all on the lamb's wool. Yeah. The only lamb's wool.
Okay.
What the fuck's happening right now?
Okay, hold on. To tie up any loose ends about the poop cruise ship.
Yeah, we better tie that up.
I'm not an expert on this, but like a few weeks ago, I'm 99% sure a cruise ship had like a sewage problem to where there was like shit flooding the deck of the boat, and like people were getting sick, et cetera, et cetera.
That happens.
And I think
they got hepatitis, Pamela Anderson.
Make an emergency landing. It's actually happened. And it's been called the Poop Ship to media.
Hey, that's a Ween song, Poop Ship Destroyer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We just I saw that one time.
That's right.
I saw that one time.
So you guys
yesterday.
Are done?
Yeah.
We haven't got to do that in a long time.
I'm holding it for a while.
Well, what do you think?
Yeah.
Wrap this sucker up.
Yeah.
Thanks you guys for being here on a Monday.
Yeah, first father-son duo.
Yep, we got double teamed by
I'm
the
trying
pills.
To set records here. I got father and son duo. I got like most in a row. You guys better watch out.
Pretty soon it's going to be the Landstill podcast. the LT cast or something like that.
Well, maybe I'm just thinking maybe I could just like have a little thing at the end where you guys are like, TagCast featuring Landstill.
Yeah,
you could be like Pants Lance or something.
You could be like our Baba Booey.
No,
yeah, or your Bubba the Love Sponge.
Whoa, is that a thing? Because if it wasn't, that would be your name from now.
I have a thing of tangy barbecue for each of our guests.
I already drank it,
and
I already drank mine.
Eat bacon bracelet.
Those cost.
Cost money.
Those cost.
You don't get those for free. I'd like to remind you guys that we love our sponsors, Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. They keep us in your earbuds. And,
I'll cut you guys a deal, though.
Yeah. 50 cents. I'll tell you three for one. I'll trade you for some weed or something. I don't even know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, you should go check out VFM. How do you say it?
VFMF.org.
There you go. We're giving away vitamins to kids.
And flyjelly.com.
What's fly jelly?
That's where you can pick up your very own bacon bracelet.
Wow. Is
which
it
I'm holding in my hand right now. They're quite fashionable.
And they taste good, too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, go there. Good. And also sickdaddy.com, terrygile.com, tagcastpodcast.com. All those. There's a ton of internet sites you can check out.
Yeah.
If you're just tired of listening to us.
Like Grief Hammer, Sons of Confusion, or Victims of Internal
Chaos.com.
Ah, nice.
Hey, thanks you guys for listening on a Monday. Stick around. In 2 days, we'll have Superfan Jared Nelson on the show. He'll be joining us.
It's a must listen.
And I think Lance will be back as well.
It's a must listen.
For an in-depth interview.
It's like you live next door or something.
Maybe I'll be back.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We should get about 17 people in here.
Oh.
Just
round
have
table.
A podcast party up in the strizzies. Is that a thing?
In the cul-de-sizac.
Oh,
also, stick around after the show for some pluggy plugs. And thanks for listening, guys. Peace out.
Rock on.
Good night. Good night and good luck.
Can you tell the difference between me and Lance? Hey, all you taggots. Are you ready for your list of shows to go see? I hope so, because I got it for you. Thursday, March 28th at the Granary Pizza Company in Eugene at 5th and Pearl. It's Comedy as Advertised with your host, Seth Milstein. We got Barbara Holm and Andy Main coming down from Portland. Two very funny women. Myself, Terry Guile, will be doing a set. Alex Adney and probably a few other local comics at that show. It's a 9 p.m. show. It's free, and I think it's 21 and over. You might be able to sneak in because it's a pizza place, but I think they don't let the kids in after 9 o'clock. Friday, March 29th at Crystal Ballroom, Anthrax, Exodus, Municipal Waste, Holy Grail, and High on Fire. That's Crystal Ballroom in Portland. Meet my buddy Dave Forsythe going VIP with a meet and greet. Hopefully get to see those guys and hang out with them for a bit and get to check out a great thrash metal show. Saturday, March 30th at the City in Eugene, 2222 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. It's Oregon's Last Comedian Standing, third qualifying round featuring myself and 9 other comics vying for a spot in the finals. Come on out. Audience vote determines the winner. And give a vote for Terry Guile. Get him through to the next act. $1,500 cash prize for first place. Sunday, March 31st at the Actors Cabaret of Eugene. It's the 18th annual Laugh Off. Tickets were $20, but it's sold out, folks, so you can't go. It's 18 and over, 7 o'clock show. All proceeds go to the Green Hill Humane Society, and it'll be nice to do a sold-out comedy show. I'm looking forward to that. More comedy this time in Corvallis at the Peacock, Thursday, April 4th, with your host, Jesse Priest. We got Xander DeVoe, Trevor Thorpe, and Rico Ott, and your headliner, Paul J. J. Paul. Paul J. I get confused. First name. But whatever. Sunday, April 21st, it's the third annual Doug Benson 420 show at the Wow Hall. He's so stoned, he's a day late. You can find out information to find tickets online at thewowhall.com or at their Facebook page. Sunday, April 28th at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene. That's on Blair Boulevard. It's Bleepin' Funny, a clean comedy show with your hostess, Leon Joshua. Seth Nostein, I believe, will be doing that show with me and some other funny people. We call it TG-13. We won't be talking about scatological subject matters or masturbation or stuff like that. It's a clean comedy show. It's 8 p.m. It's free. It's 21 and over. It's Sunday, April 28th at Sam Bond's Garage. May 18th, Cannibal Corpse will be invading the Wonder Ballroom in Portland with Napalm Death, Immolation, Cretan, and Beyond Creation. I would really love to make it to that show, as I missed Napalm Death the last time, so go online and check for tickets for Napalm Death and Cannibal Corpse at the Wonder Ballroom. And a couple old school bands that are back in action that I would love to see but probably won't get to are coming to Portland at the Star Theater May 28th. It's Bolt Thrower and Benediction, both super ultra old school heavy bands from across the pond, and locals from Portland, Hellshock, Crust Masters. Hellshock will be opening the show. Like I said, the Star Theater, that's May 28th. I would like to reiterate, since that's the end of our list, that come out on the 30th, that's Saturday, March 30th at the City, inside Kowloon's on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Eugene, Oregon's Last Comedian Standing. It's $5 at the door, and starts at 8 o'clock. You got to get there early, though, because it's been standing room only, and I stand to win a good chunk of money. So come on out to that, and that's all we got for shows right now. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next time. Go listen to the TagCast podcast at tagcastpodcast.com.